Rav Chaim. Listen, what should I tell you? Rav Chaim has Ruach HaKodesh. You know, listen, there are some people that they could be misoyer on these things on their own, and they'll do here a tshuva, and they'll be mefashfish in their meisim, which is what you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to look into yourself and to see what is it that a person has to work on himself. And such a, if it affected everybody here, so then you have to be maharav and tshuva, and you have to be mefashfish b'maisim. But they pushed Reb Chaim because there are people out there that it's difficult for them to do this. Some people, it's hard for them to you know, b'chlal ever be maharav and tshuva. Some people, it's hard for them to be misoyer. Some people, that's their coping method. They, you know, they want to push it away from them, and right? Me, it was somebody in our kailul, so I was mefashvish in my meisim. I told me they were mefashvish in meisim, but you know, not everybody had that extremist oiris. So they pushed Reb Chaim. So what should the tzibur? So Reb Chaim said everyone has to be mefashvish in meisim. So they pushed Reb Chaim more, and he said all the das of Reb Chaim is, you know, it's filled with Torah and filled with Ruach HaKodesh. And Chaim said that the Olam should be Zoyer Netilas Yedayim. Well, why Netilas Yedayim? I don't know. I also don't finish Shas once a year, right? With Yushalmi, with Bavli, with Sifri, with Sifra, with other things that you guys never heard of, right? Like Chumash, right? You know, and the Mamish, the Nach, right? Things like that. So I don't know. He has Ruach HaKodesh. I don't have Ruach HaKodesh yet, right? And I don't know. And he said that you should learn Netilas Yedayim. You should be medaktik in the halachas and Netilas Yedayim. If he said that you should be medaktik in the halachas and Netilas Yedayim, so then I don't know. So then I'm going to be, then I'm going to teach you the basics of Netilas Yedayim, right? You know, it's one of those things that it's kedai. It's a kedai investment, because the Shulchan Aruch, it's rare. The 1,705 siman of the Shulchan Aruch, it's very rare that he gives, like, you know, skulas, right? It's really a Gemara, but the Gemaras bring skulas all the time, right? But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Over here in Kuf Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says, it says, Sarich li zayir b'netilas yedayim, right? You have to be zayir b'netilas yedayim. So Shulchan Aruch says, Shekola mezalzal b'netilas yedayim ischayiv nidah. If you're mezalzal b'netilas yedayim, ischayiv chayrim, and you're comely day anias, right? And the Mekubalim say, Al Netilas Yadayim, Ayin Nun Yud, Oni. A person that is not medaktik in Netilas Yadayim, he comes Chas V'Shalom with the Anias. V'Nekar Min Ha'Olam. And then the next line in Shulchan Aruch, I'm telling you, this is unprecedented. In all the 1,705 Siman in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have this. Shulchan Aruch says, Ava B'Shashirim Bervias, even though the amount is a Revias, Yosef Litol B'Shefa, wash with more than a Revias. Okay? Da'amar Rav Chizda. Where do you have this in Gan Shulchan Aruch? There's another place in Simon Rish Noni, bring down that a Maroyim would prepare things for Shabbos or whatever, but that he brings down a skula from Reb Chizda. You know, not that over there is halacha, that even the point over there in the Shulchan Aruch is to tell you that even a great person like Reb Chizda, he was the one that was doing things for Shabbos. It shows you, I need to bring out that it's someone as great as Reb Chizda in order to appreciate that a great person should be doing things for Shabbos and he shouldn't just let everybody else do things. So there I need Reb Chizda. Here I don't need Reb Chizda. I also don't need skulas. That's for the Paiskim to bring if they want to bring it. Comes again in the Shulchan Aruch and he says, Diyomar Reb Chizda, Ana Mashoi, I washed with a lot of water, and I had kol tuv. Right? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So it's a gedai investment. And if Reb Chaim says to do it, you know, if Reb Chaim says jump, how high? Right? Over here, Reb Chaim is saying to be medaktik in Netilas Yedayim. Like I said before, for those that it's difficult for them to be misoyer on their own, which is a lot of us, you know. But the yefshe lifter b'lei klum, and a kama we do something that the klal is doing, so then that'll be something which will be a great schus, and there
is
won't be.
Of owning a lot of washing cups.
Sorry. There's free seltzer, Rosh Hashiva. free seltzer. Where's the bucket? He's supposed to be filling up bottles for the Shabbos, right? Okay, next week I'm coming with a. What?
Just a deal for bread that he.
I imagine it was about bread. I think it was about bread. I don't think it was about Nagel Vassar in the morning. I think nobody needs Chizik to wash Nagel Vassar in the morning. If you don't wash Nagel Vassar in the morning, there's like a whole schmutz of tumor all over your body, and it's like, well, you know, it's a bunch. If you ever, you know, you're walking around all day and you like. There's a ruach ha-mace on a person. Nobody wants that bichlal. So I don't think he was talking about that. He was talking about netil zidayim, especially because netil zidayim is where you find all these chomer that a person comes chalila, he becomes poor, right? I'm going to tell you something very sharp. I don't usually say sharp things. You know that, right? I'm always very politically correct. And, but I'm going to tell you something that I don't know. It's like one of these like historical facts that like. You know, you all know that mezainis rolls is one of these things that all the rabbanim say, right? Don't move, right? Yeah, mezainis rolls are all one of these things that all the velt is it says mezainis, right? You know, it says on a mezainis, so it must be that it's kasher patuach b'shabbat, right? So it must be that it's kosher, right? So the mezainis rolls is one of those things that it says mezainis in Hebrew letters, right? And a picture of chazer with a strimal and whatever, So everyone knows mezainis rolls is something that all the rabbis are against. And whatever, okay. When your wife shaves her head, then say to God, okay. Until then, But all the Rebbeim all hold mezainis rolls are amitzi and whatever. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a little historical fact, right? The mezainis roll introduction to the world was somewhere in the 1987, 1988, or something like that. That's what my findings have happened, right? It seems like mamish. There was a great crash in 1988 in the stock market. That was the first of the great crashes. Remember the Roshiva, right? That was the first of the great crashes that was. And then after that set the rippling effect of all the, et ceteras that took place over the last 25 years, right? It was a crash. The market dropped 500 points. Today that happens every other day, every Monday and Thursday, right? But in those days, it was unheard of. It was right after Zionist rolls came into the world, right? Callous for president. I don't say these things in public because they know then the Badass guys, which are my buddies and whatever, but it's this, Weiss-Deis, when Chazal say something about Netilas Yadayim and Anias and this and that and whatever, right? So there's something to it. Okay, but let's go Keseder. First things first. First, I'm going to teach you how to wash Netilas Yadayim. Right? That's the first thing. Number one, I'm going to teach you today, I'm going to mix together whatever it says in Kabbalah, what it says in Halacha, because we want gelt. Right? The first thing you do is that. Now, I must tell you another thing before we begin, is that these halachas are probably bane if you're a lefty, bane if you're a righty, right? That all the different arms that we're going to talk about, and what I know you both have left arms and right? But klape, where to pick up and where to pour, because these a lot of these inyanim are based on Kabbalah, and when it comes to inyanim Kabbalah, so then your right hand is the hand, I know it's hard for you because I'm facing this, you'll explain to them after. The right hand is the hand that denotes chesed. It shows the kivyachol, it's the symbolism of the Ribbono Shel Olam's chesed in this world. And the left hand, kivyachol, shows the midah of din in the world. And maybe this is what, I have no hasaga in what goes on in Reb Chaim's mind. I don't think anybody does except for God. But maybe that's what it has to do with, because you find a lot of inyanim al pi Kabbalah with chesed and gvura in the Netilas Yadayim, especially during the weeks of Sfira and whatever. So you need that the gvura, the midas adin, should be serving the midas achesed. Like as if to say that the midas adin should be kafuf, and the midah of chesed should be goiver and stronger than the midah of din. Okay, everyone understands what I'm saying. I don't, but everyone understands on whatever basic level that's what's going on. So therefore, these things have nothing to do if you're a lefty or you're a righty. Because God is for sure a righty, right? It's so therefore these in Yonim are, who's a lefty over here? Derek Agav, the Gemara in Bechoris and Daf Mem Hei says that a lefty is a bal mum. Now, you don't have to feel bad. No, you don't have to feel bad, because when Mashiach comes, a koyin that's a bal mum, he can't be oivid, but when Mashiach comes, he's going to heal all the bali mumim, and then you will be cured, and you will be like the rest of us. Okay? Upon him. I'm about to find out that the Rashiv is a lefty, right? No, it's always like that. Intense therapy. But So now, the first thing you do, I'm mixing now. Some things I'm just taking from Kabbalah, and I'm taking from Halacha, but it's all here. So the first thing is that when you fill up, now, even before the first thing, okay? Even before the first thing, right? So that which it's, all the stuff about making sure that the Netilas Yadayim cup is dry and that it's not wet, etc. The Mishnah Berurah Shita is that is, to a certain extent, the Chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah Shita is the Chumrah, but it gets complicated. If someone didn't wash Netilas Yadayim properly before you, so then, again, there's a lot here, but I'm just going to give the basics today, how to and what to. But if someone didn't wash Netilas Yadayim before you properly, so then the water that's on it might be tamei water. Now, you can't metayer tamei water. That's what the issue is. The Chazon Ish held a bigger chumrah. The Chazon Ish holds any water that's on the Netilas Yadayim cup is a problem. The Shabbat does not hold it that. So it basically comes out something like this. If you know, you're the first guy washing the Netilas Yadayim, right? So then it's a chumrah to be drying the cup of the Netilas Yadayim. Because if it's in a sink the whole morning, you can assume that it was there and just getting wet and splashed on it. You don't have to assume that that water was water that came from somebody messing up in the Netilas Yadayim. Right? If you're there and you see that there's people washing Tilsi Daim and you know that they are not the greatest medaktik in mitzvahs, and you know that it's quite possible that, like, you know, I'll show you in a minute, like a lot of people when they wash Tilsi Daim, it's like, you know, every other part of their body gets wet. Right? And people next to them. Okay? Yeah. But not necessarily does their hand get wet and whatever. So, you know, okay. Not to be neurotic, but that's number one. If you should dry the handle or not. Again, if you're the first guy washing, sorry?
You can also wash off the handle at least.
It's a shtickle shayla, because maybe all the water that touches it becomes tummy. Yeah. Free seltzer. Free seltzer. God bless thee.
This is back to the Negelbasser in the morning.
Yeah. What?
That's
why I walk around with my own Negelbasser cup, right? You know, like all the other geeks. What? Sorry? I'm talking about Negelbasser for I'm not talking about Negelbasser. From this point, I'm talking only Suda. Oh. Only for Suda. I'm only talking about Suda. But when it comes to Negelbasser in the morning, it doesn't matter. All these things are not Negel at all. Everything I'm talking about is not Negel when it comes to Negelbasser. You could have the handle sweat. You could have everything or whatever. The Shadim are just afraid of water. And come on. Okay. So now, when you fill up the cup, you fill it up with your right hand. Now, Jechagad, I should explain something, right? Jechagad, does God really care about all this? Like, you know, there's a lot more things in the world going on. Does God really? Yes! This is exactly what God cares about. This is exactly this. If you ever want to know, what does God care about, right? This is what God cares about. This is it. You know, and all those people say, how do you know what God cares about? I know, idiot. I know, because I learn all day. Right? So I know what God cares about. Right? You know how to make schnitzel, and I know what God cares about, idiot. Right? Understand? I don't understand all these people. You know what God cares. You know what I know? God cares about my kishkes. Because it's in front of the kisei HaKovod. My kishkes, and the Kosher Baruch Hu is nervous about this. Some of what you guys eat is also very nervous. But you get my point? That's what God cares about. God cares that you should do things perfect and the avodas Hashem. God wants you to be rich. And this is how you're going to be rich. You know, God cares about this stuff. Yes, he does. Okay. Stupid people. Okay. So you pick it up with the right hand. Right? No, but my rabbi, she says that this is not a idiot. Yeah. No. Come, let's all go together to Harbais and sing Yishma Yisrael. Okay. You pick up the Negelbasser cup with the right hand and you fill it up. And whatever, I call it Negelbasser, but you know what I mean. The Netilas Yadayim. You pick it up with the right hand and you fill up the cup. Now, before we go weiter, this cup has in it. What? No, just more seltzer for women. This cup has in it probably about at least 7 revieses. At least 7 revieses. Okay? That means there's a lot in here. You could be yotze in the Netilas Yadayim, because I'll say you could wash the Netilas Yadayim with 1 revius. I'll show you why in a minute it's not kedai, right? But don't worry, you have a lot of reviuses over here. And you know, if you can't wash the Netilas Yadayim with this, it's like, you know, those mshalim that your high school rebbeim gave you about the guy that can't hit the baseball and whatever, you know, and whatever, whatever. But I was always learning, so I don't really, you know from business. So b'kitzer, you fill it up with your right hand. Now, the problem with this Negelbasser cup, God bless you, because it was attached and he cracked it off. And I submit the opinion. The problem with this Negelbasser cup is it's a problem. It is a problem, and I'll show you it's a very big problem. But what ideally you should be doing is after you fill it up with your right hand, you're going to, it's not going to work, you're going to hand it to the left hand, because I want to be pouring with my left hand. Why do I want to be pouring my left hand? Because I want my left hand to serve the right hand. Okay? Now, when I, let's pretend, you know, that I did that. Then afterward, I'm going to pour. Now, this is the hardest part of the shiur. This, if you're a skinny guy like me, it's easy. God made it simple. This is your hand. Right? Right? This is your hand. Yeah? Right? This is your hand. Right? I'm that guy. I can take this leg and put it over here, and this, and I can walk around. You didn't know that, did you? Okay, I can do that. I'm great at chasanas. If you guys get married here, right? Not the middle one, don't worry. So this is your hand. Some people think that my hand stops there. Some people think that the hand, right, stops there, right? This part is also hand. That part is hand. Everything is hand, right? You understand? It's all hand. Okay. Now I'm going to show you what happens when you're not thinking, and that's why it's good that you're sitting here, right? But you might get wet. So just like this. Okay. I want to get a bathing suit and get one, but just sit. Don't move. Okay. Now watch. I just want to show you what happens when a person. Yeah. What's up? They're talking. They're watching these guys and thinking. Right. Now let's see. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Now watch. That I just come here. Feel that right there. Not there. Right here. Under there. Part of it is wet. That part now got wet from there. Is that wet? Feel that? No, yeah. That's a problem.
I touched it.
Now touch that part right there because I don't want to touch it. Is that what?
Yeah, dry.
Is that dry?
Dry?
Is it dry? Say the M is. Right? It's dry, right?
It's dry.
Dry. Dry, right? Dry. Right? But you think you got the whole hand, right? Feel this right there. Right there. It's right there. That air is dry. Right? Okay. Right? Or much better, the other guy. Right? Okay. Much better, the other guy, you know, who here. You know, he's like talking, he's like, right. Okay, I got the whole hand now, right? Find places that are dry. Is it dry?
Yeah.
Over there? Dry, right?
Yeah.
Dry. Put it up there. Right. Over there, that's dry.
Strange.
Why are you touching me? You see what I'm saying? No, the person doesn't realize, right? So you just have to concentrate, be calm. And it's not going to go so easy the first time. You have to get the whole hand wet, right? You get the whole hand, you go like that. I just got the whole hand wet, right? The whole hand is wet. Every part of this hand is wet now. That's it. Very simple. And you can do it a second time. That's a chumrah the second time. But you should do it because whatever, you know. Just go dry them off, dry them off. The third time is only a chumrah ba'alma. Don't have to do that. Third time the chumrah. That's why nagel bats, you go back and forth. Thank you. It's free seltzer. Here you go. I hope you have afterward that the chevra can come and
spongy.
Now watch. This part is the hard part.
Is
what?
The thing where when you wash, you hold your hand like facing upward.
Oh, so now afterward, I'm gonna go in a minute. But here, 1 second. Now, again, I just got the whole hand. Now afterward. It's a pikabala. Also, you're supposed to lift up your hand. Some people say tzidechem. It's not our minig, the Ashkenazim, we don't say. You lift up your hand, and now this gives you the chance to get whatever part.
Do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. That's called shift shove. That gives me a chance that in case something didn't get wet, right? So then I'm getting it wet now, right? What? Now, you're not supposed to put your hands like this together. Derech Agav, I saw Avil Yashiv do this every single Friday. You know all the people that say that you're not supposed to go like this? I watched Rabbi Yashiv sit and learn like this every single Friday, so you are allowed to do that. So just say during davening, I'll pick up all, you're not supposed to do this. During davening, I'll pick up all, you're not supposed to do it. It's not something I understand. Rabbi Yashiv, I watched Rabbi Yashiv every Friday do this. What? Sorry? Yeah, no. Listen, if somebody has a minute not to do this, don't do it. Okay? But me, I saw the king. So I Friday afternoon, I sit like this. Okay. Now watch. This is the hard part. It's a very hard part. I hope you have to be a little bit athletic for this one. Okay? Now watch. When I am taking it, this is the dangerous part. After I watch, here, I just watched it with this hand, right? And now I have to transfer hands. Now, this hand is tummy, okay? If this hand is tummy, I don't want her touching him, okay? Because if she touches him, so then she's tummy and wasn't washed yet, and it's gonna metame the water that was just metame my hand. So you cannot touch, when I touch this, you don't want that touching. That's why they made two handles. Do you know that the Goyim don't have Nagel Master cups? I never cop this, right? Because they're all one big shtick tumas. The Kafa Chaim says it doesn't make a difference. They touch it, don't touch it. It's all one big tuma, right? But you have to make sure this is a handle. Now, if technically you only have one handle, so you could do it. You just have to be quite athletic, you know? Right? Yeah, you know, like that. I can also juggle. Now watch. This is a very important thing. Where's the bracha of Netil Sadaim? Most of the time we make a bracha on beforehand, right? You say, Asher Kishan Mitzvah Sivan Ha'al Netilas Lulav, right? And then we take the Lulav. Here we don't. Why? Because Taisa says himself. Taisa says on the blind web. Taisa says because since your hands are tamei or dirty or whatever, so we might as well make the bracha after. But you need your bracha going back on the action. Like if I say, I'm Atilas Lulav, and then I say, hi, how are you? That's a hefsik, and I lost my bracha to the Lulav. Right? So it's the same thing here. Here, I can't have something blocking my bracha and my maisa. Now, Rabbi said, where does your maisa start? It starts when you start washing Tilas Daim. So if I'm in the middle of washing Tilas Daim, I say, yeah, what's going on? I'm talking, what am I doing now? So now this part of my action is going to be separated from the bracha that comes after. So from the point, you know, all the people think that after I wash Tilas Daim and I'm sitting there, that's when I'm not allowed to talk. Now, I know what you're going to hear. What did he say today? He said, you're allowed to talk then. Right? He didn't say that, but that's the smallest hefsek. That's the smallest hefsek. Everybody thinks if you talk after you dry your hands and everything, you have to wash again. It's not true. It's not true. You don't have to. But you shouldn't talk. But that's the smallest of your problems. It's far, 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 far worse. And it's mamish meikar din. If you start watching, from the second you start watching, no talking. I know it's hard for you. Tisha Kabin of Deber, the Gemara Kedushin says, I'm talking about the base came to the world and Deres HaTorah took eight of them. You know, the other one was, you know, it's, don't talk once a day. You start watching. From this point, no talking. No talking. Now I watch the other hand, no talking. Now watch. Now I have my hands like this. Don't start drying, because you want the bracha. You want the bracha. So now calmly, the way I'm being very calm now, right? You take your hands, you went like this, then you take your hands, and you say, Asher kedishanu mitzvah sevetivanu al netilas yadayim. And your bracha just went back on the washing, right? Now, I want a bracha to be going on something in the future too. So now it goes on the drying. Now if you talk, it's not right. You're not allowed to talk. But it's not as bad. So you know, it reminds me of the story of the Chavetz Chaim. So the Chavetz Chaim came to a place and he started talking about that eating chazer. Is there anybody here who eat chazer? Chazer is one lav. And Shmir Saloshin is 14, 17 lavin and 3 arurim and this. It's not it. It's not chazer. It's like a mahadrin chazer. So the guy walked out of the shir and he said, no, was at the Rebbe gezugt? What did you hear? He said, I think it's okay, you know? Chazer nicht das eh schlecht. You know, chazer, that's a bad chazer, you know? That's a bad chazer. Lashon hara, nothing happens to me, right? So obviously chazer not so bad, right? So that's very important. The biggest hefsek that you can have is when you wash netilas yadayim, when you wash netilas yadayim, you speak from the point of where you start. It's a big shaila if you're allowed to make a bracha now, because it was mafsik, very big shaila. So you wash your hand, this is the hand, then you wash the other hand. You could do it twice, like we said. You zikr have a revius going on in there. You zikr have a revius. You put your hands up like this. You make a shekin shana mitzvah yisvah until it's a dayim. Then you dry your hands, and then you eat the bread, and then you'll be rich. Yeah. And also, if you have like little, sometimes you have like all types of things under your nail. You got like a hole. You got a ganze shtiebel growing under there. That could be a chatzitza. You come back from like a basketball game, and you're like really hungry and... You know, and whatever, and under, you know, you have like from the guy that you didn't foul him, you fell. There's like an eyeball under your nail. You fell. He ran into me, right? You know, like you know, eyebrows and eyelashes, and right. You know what I'm talking about, right? So that's a shtickle chatzitza. Be normal. Make sure your nails are clean. And that's the only, you know, the whole Matil Sidayim. I have a Geshmak Yishayel, it's like the evilest childish. I ask it. There's a loch in the Matil Sidayim. I don't know the answer to this one. But there's a loch in the Matil Sidayim that if the water is not roi for achila, if the roi is not roi for shtia, then you can't use it for Matil Sidayim. Right? Okay, so I have a gash, it's like the most evil gash in the world. Whoever knows the answer, I'll give him a prize. Right? But, so now I have a gash. You know a gash already? wait. And let's be aggressive in this question. Over here, it's a yeshiva. Let's go to like the mirror, right? Where there's like 6,000 guys, right? And lots of avreich bags, and lots of avreichim, and lots of, you know. You go to the cup and you come to wash netilas yadayim. Is that water that's in the cup? Who wants to finish my thoughts, right? Is that water right to drink? Would you drink the water? You want to drink? Huh? Want a drink? So there's always that one guy. Salt. I'll do it. I'll show him he's wrong. Come on, show us so that we can all enjoy. Right? So what's the answer? I mean, nobody in the world would drink this water ever, right? You know, ever. Right? El Mike could say, no, but if it was in a desert, then no problem. If I pour this into here, you drink it.
No, before.
Yeah. Now it's in here.
Tough guy.
It's
okay.
What?
It's still water.
It's still right. It's still right.
I ain't ready to drink. I ain't drinking it. What? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie pie. Baruch! Put your money where your mouth is. Okay, none of the waters that the place can be talking about, you're going to die when you drink. There's not all those waters that aren't right. Just, it's not right.
What is Roy
going to
drink?
I don't know.
What do you want to drink?
By the way, whoever causes me trouble, this is what you guys are having tonight. It says over here, where is it? Kusamuk, I think, where it says... Sinning Kufnun Tess is all... Kufnun Tess is what we just spoke about, all the brachas and how to wash and whatever. Sinning Kufnun Tess is about the kli. I got a hold that if you have no choice, then you're allowed to use the bottle to wash as long as you make sure that you get the whole hand wet. Remember that counselor in camp? You remember the counselor in camp, the big time cloth? You know what I'm talking about? No. You don't have to wash until it's time. It's fine. All you have to do is you have to wrap your hand. You know that counselor? You know the guy? The guy that when you came to Eretz Yisrael and you realized he's not Mamish the biggest tzaddik. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, okay. We all know. So don't mess with him. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Idiot. But that's so right? But the guy made a kli. I hold that b'di'evit, if you have no choice, you are allowed to use a plastic cup. It does have in it a revius. You just, obviously, it's going to be hard, right? And you have to go like that, and you have to make sure you're looking and making sure. And if you have to use more water, do it again. Because in the airplane, it's a problem. They give out those, inside the bathroom, they have those little paper cups. Those might not be a kli, they might not have a revius, that's a problem. If you use a bottle, that's also probably b'di'evit okay, if you just make sure that you get every part. That's kufnun tess. But kuf samif...
Why do I have to get
it?
Yeah,
yeah, they're afraid that if you wash the tails of dime, everyone's going to go to the bathroom and wash, and the whole plane is going to tip over. Right? So it's shalat koch nefesh.
Why do I have to make sure I get every spot?
Because that's a good shaila, but it has to come derek netila. The only reason why we say that you could go like this is if it would have happened anyways, Pashtus. Like if it would have happened anyways, you go like that, so you're just helping it along and whatever, that's right. That's right. But it's true, but maybe technically it would be a
If you water bottle you're washing out, you would drink from that also.
You would drink from that. Yeah. That's for sure, okay. No, but this you wouldn't. That's the problem. Wait, let me just read it. One second. Mike?
Dirty.
Guys. Wait, guys. Mayim Shishasu Mam Tarnigoylim, right? He had a whole group of schnitzels that drank out of your water, right? Yesh Mishapaisel. So Mishapura says over, let's see, what's the psak? Why is the Yesh Mishapaisel? Let's see. Mishapura says, Achrayim Chalku, he says, if it's talking about B'shtias Kelev, it's Mias, and nobody would drink it. So Mishapura says, B'shas Atchak, you could be Saimich, or whatever. I think it's like one of those things. But like when I used to be into kashrus, now I'm not in there anymore because I'm a smart man. But I used to be into kashrus, and when I was in kashrus, you learned the very big yisoid. No, I didn't. If I would have been on the executive board of kashrus, it's different than being the guys that are going in the kitchen and getting yelled at or whatever, right? His father, Olav Shalom, was one that was yelling, not the one that was being yelled at. So Bekitzer, the this is the last time I'll see you guys. It's really been nice. The Maisa, when I was there, there was something I learned very quickly about the kitchen of a restaurant, right? It's when you get the food in front of you on the plate, right? It's a whole different story than what went on about, right? With a guy, right? Who has not cut his hair, right, since Vietnam, right, and you see like this. I was like, we got like much bigger problems here than Bishlag. And then the guy, like, you know, and then you see the guy who brings it out, and he looks like clean and whatever, and you think like the whole place is like, right. So I had to eat that. So the answer is very simple. Ignorance is bliss. Right? Ignorance is bliss. So if I say it means that it has to be something that when I would pour it into a cup and I wouldn't know about it, then I would drink it, right? It's true, you won't drink it, but that's only because you know, right? But that's not, should I make it like lumdis? That's in the chefza. There's a difference between if it's in the gavra and in the chefza, right? If the gavra knows about it, that's not enough. It has to be that you see, like, you know, you see this little Vietnamese guy floating around in there. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's probably the answer to my kasha. Kuf Samach Aleph is about chatitas, don't have them. Kuf Samach Beis is about the washing with the tum and the tire and all that stuff. We spoke about Kuf Samach Gimel, Kuf Samach Dal, we spoke about that counselor in camp. Right? Kuf Samach. One last thing is, if you go to the bathroom, before you eat, you're supposed to go to the bathroom. You're like, God, when you have to go to the bathroom, you're supposed to go to the bathroom, right? But before you eat, you're supposed to go to the bathroom. Why are you supposed to go to the bathroom? Because then you show you're eating the shema, because the Gemara Pesachim said that when you eat and you have to go to the bathroom, so then the food doesn't have as much as a nutritional toyelis, and then you're just eating to be a baltaifa. So before you go to eat, you go to the bathroom, let's say.
Okay.
If you don't have to go, you don't have to go. But if you go to the bathroom now, when you come out, you can have a whole problem. So what I tell people is just very simply, wash netilas yadayim when you come out in a way that you would not be yoytze. So wash from the sink. Because if you wash from the sink, that's not a clean, you're not yoytze. So just wash your hands in the sink, come outside, say asher yotzer, and then afterward, wash netilas yadayim, and then that's 100% glat. Good? Okay, when you're all rich, remember me, because you made you all rich. Shabbos, guys, what?